More than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Lusaka City Council urges a compliance by training institutions for CDF skills bazali. Government warns against engaging in illegal trade of pangolins. And in Africa news, rare prison sentences handed to Cameroon soldiers after killing of 21 civilians. Good afternoon. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Lusaka City Council has aged vocational training institutions to fully comply with our regulatory and documentation requirements before issuing acceptance letters to beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund Skills Development Bursary. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Ulumba told Kombon Radio News that some institutions have been issuing provisional letters without meeting registration and accreditation standards, putting students at a disadvantage. He stressed that only institutions recognized by regulatory authorities, such as Ataveta, should issue official letters to protect students and public resources. Mr. Ulumba added that the council is committed to ensuring the bursaries empowers youths and vulnerable members with the skills that enhance employability and entrepreneurship.
We wish to emphasize that only duly registered and compliant institutions recognized by relevant regulatory authorities such as TEPETA should be able and be the only ones to issue official acceptance letters to CDF beneficiaries to ensure that there is safeguard in terms of public resources and protect students from enrolling in institutions that may not meet prescribed training standards. The City Council remained committed to ensuring that the CDF skills development bursary remains one of the transformative initiatives in terms of empowering youths and vulnerable members of the community with practical skills that enhance employability and entrepreneurship.
Mapapa Village Headman Under Chief Achikupili, Lazarus Mayuya, has called for urgent intervention at Mapapa Government School in Luando District, Central Province. Headman Mayuya cited the overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities following the destruction of a classroom block at the school. He emphasized that while the government's provision of the free education is commendable, quality learning requires a timely and sufficient investment in infrastructure. He further warned that without urgent measures, the promise of free education risks being undermined by unsafe and unsuitable learning environments. The concerns came to light after Headman Mayuya toured the Mapapa Government School, where the challenges were directly observed.
Aidi, tuari kuete abana be schoolu, abashale sambira be ingia abana, na abana bari sambira bari bano no pari yanchita. Pantricha ringere, tuari fluafu afiashu kuri pirempi akuma schoolu. Nomba pano, lo bari tako abavu teko, free education. Wena bas abana bonye se bari abashale fluo kwani shok sambira, na abavu la bonye bari sambira kuma schoolu. Wena kuta shia sana. Nomba ubu afiashu kuete kovunga vumo, pamonga muma papa. Iskulu yari tumwike umutenge kwena kweba fiashichi tuwalishuwe fia kuchitapa akuma kuboko nomba tule lomba wanga tuwafu wapalichi pantoba na beskulu wale sambida mwishi ya fimuti wale lokuwa nemfula mwishi ya fimuti.
Now, the Ministry of Tourism has warned members of the public against engaging in the illegal trade of pangolins and their products following a rise in related arrests. Ministry of Tourism Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda disclosed that 154 pangolin-related arrests were recorded between January 2024 and December 2025. Ms. Banda says that during the same period, authorities recovered 65 live pangolins, 8 dead pangolins, and 14 skins, highlighting what the ministry describes as a serious threat to Zambia's biodiversity. She notes that Zambia is home to two species, the Temnix ground pangolin and the white buried tree pangolin, classified as a vulnerable and endangered, respectively. Ms. Banda has since cautioned the public against the capture, sale or transportation of pangolins and their products. Under the Zambia Wildlife Act number 14 over 2025, offenders are faced between 5 and 10 years imprisonment without the option of a fine. Dola District Education Board Secretary Wilfred Achilala has urged schools are still holding on to desk frames to ensure they are rounded up and submitted for rehabilitation. Mr. Jilala said there is need to ensure that schools in the district have sufficient desks to support effective learning. The DEBS has also tasked schools' health administrators to address the pressing issue of drug abuse among pupils. He noted that drug abuse negatively affects learners' academic performance as well as their overall health.
Effective use of directly contributes to improved better health outcomes and intensive academic performance. Madam Justice,